Let's talk about what quality data look like. At the end of this segment, you'll be able to identify 10 attributes of data quality and key process recommendations. In the literature, data quality is often described as a multidimensional concept. Practically speaking, quality can be described in terms of objective assessments and subjective perceptions. Objective assessments of data elements can be made without knowing the specific application of the data. This evaluation can be applied to any data set and regardless of the task at hand. Objective assessments also can include the organization's business rules, company or government regulation, or constraints that are defined by the database administrator for a specific application context. This type of assessment is done using quantifiable terms. A desired state of the data element is defined and then assigned a value to determine if the condition is or is not met. An example of this would be where numeric data fall outside of a range that is possible for the observation. Subjective perceptions reflect the needs and experiences of the stakeholders of the data. A questionnaire can be used to measure the perceptions of the data quality. Technology is a critical tool in achieving high-quality data in an electronic health record and realize the benefits of health information exchange. However, technology alone is not sufficient. It's imperative for organizations to hardwire patient safety and quality of care measures into their electronic processes and systems. A high-quality EHR should be an evidence-based decision-making tool. Efforts to ensure data quality can have a positive impact on the quality, safety, and efficiency of care. In 1998, the American Health Information Management Association's EHIM workgroup developed the Data Quality Management, or DQM, model for implementing an EHR documentation improvement process. The model was reviewed and adopted again in 2006 and includes continuous quality improvement in the domains of data application, collection, analysis, and warehousing. In this model, the application is the purpose for which the data are collected. The collection includes the processes by which data elements are accumulated. Analysis is the process of translating data into information used for an application. And warehousing describes the processes and systems used to archive data and data journals. The model includes a number of data quality attributes that can be applied to each domain. The model is generic. It can be adapted to any care setting, used with any application, and can be used in any role that you as an HIT professional choose. Data quality is a complex topic and is affected by more than just the accuracy of the data. A review of the literature yields a number of terms that can be used to describe data quality attributes. The DQM model attributes include definition, accuracy, accessibility, comprehensiveness, consistency, currency, timeliness, granularity, precision, and relevancy. Each of these attributes will be described, an example will be provided, as well as key process issues HIT professionals should consider for effective health information exchange. The first data attribute is definition. Knowing that data are often used for purposes other than that for which they were originally collected, clear definitions should be provided so current and future users will know what the data mean. Standard definitions are necessary in order to compare data with data stored in other databases, for example, external registries or quality databases, or to compare data over time, such as trend data, for quality purposes. Each element should have clear meaning and acceptable values. For example, in addition to clear definitions, a data dictionary should provide data type, length restrictions, and other rules, including uniqueness, consecutiveness, or calculated data, and acceptable ranges. Inaccurate data can result from mistakes that are made when data are extracted, transformed, or transferred to secondary data sources. Well-documented data definitions can protect against inappropriate use of inaccurate data. The high-tech legislation described earlier requires that meaningful use of health information technology includes electronic reporting of data on the quality of care. When the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services were preparing to announce their final rules for the meaningful use standards and finalizing the list of core quality measures, one hospital had examined their opportunities for outcome reporting through a nationally recognized database for quality reporting. They decided to participate in the National Health Safety Network, or NHSN, a voluntary, secure, internet-based surveillance system that is managed by the Division of Healthcare Quality Promotion at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Exchange of data through NHSN requires adherence to the guidelines and procedures for data collection that include specific definitions for all variables collected and reported. Initial activities require the organization to assure that all data collected for submission matches the definitions as set forth by NHSN. One of the most important functions you, as an HIT professional, can perform is to assist the team in the development of a thorough data dictionary. Let's discuss how the attribute of data definitions can be applied to the data quality management model domain of application, collection, analysis, and warehousing. Appropriate use of the data requires an understanding of the purpose and data definitions. The data collection process should guide the user to enter only acceptable values and minimize or eliminate any ambiguity. Meaningful analyses rely on clear understanding of the data and the making the appropriate relationships among the variables used. Warehousing requires assigning responsibility for the ownership and maintenance of the data and documentation over time, along with corresponding policies and procedures for data and information management. The second data attribute to discuss is one that is common in all data quality models: accuracy. Accuracy is a term used to refer to the degree with which the data correctly represent the real-life objects they are intended to model. Accuracy means the data are assigned the correct values, the values are valid, and attached to the correct patient record. Inaccuracy can result from deficiencies in other attributes that we will be discussing later on. A lack of precision or completeness can also influence the accuracy of the data and the answers to the questions you intend to find through the use of that data. Remember, inaccuracy can lead to an understanding of a valid real-world state, but not the one intended. Payment for care rendered is critical to the survival of any provider in all care settings. During the registration process, insurance information must be gathered and validated. You, as an HIT professional, can assist in improving the data quality in this process. By working with business office personnel, you can establish a process to develop and maintain a reference table with codes for all approved insurance providers. An automated process can be instituted to verify the accuracy of the insurance information by limiting entry only to those codes that are available in a drop-down menu that is linked to the reference table. Entry of any other data would require a process of verification and pre-approval for any manual entries for this field of data. A key process recommendation for you to enhance accuracy in the application of the data quality management model is to collaborate with users of the data to establish a policy or process to identify how data used in the EHR are generated and how data content will be determined and standardized. In an effort to improve data accuracy, you can prompt the users to think about purpose and application of the data and how choices in the data entry may be limited to improve the accuracy, maintained integrity, and improve the reliability and validity of the data. Accuracy in data collection can be improved by educating and communicating data definitions to those who collect the data. For example, if the time of initiation and discontinuation is critical for payment, the staff need to know exact, not approximate, times that must be collected. You can also assist in accurate analysis of the data by ensuring the algorithms, formulas, and translation software are correct. For example, one of the alternate quality measures to demonstrate meaningful use of electronic health records is childhood immunization status. You would meet with the pediatric providers to discuss the purpose of this metric, the data elements that are collected, who will collect them, how the data will be applied to decision-making, and how the data will be transmitted to the immunization registry without losing data accuracy. Appropriate edits must be made to ensure accuracy prior to warehousing the data for future use. Exception and errors reports should be developed so that corrections to the data can be made. For example, some diagnoses or patient locations may be incorrect for the age or gender of the patient. Screening for these types of problems and making corrections will improve the accuracy. A third data attribute is accessibility of the data. Accessibility is the extent to which data are available or easily obtainable for use. The desired attribute of accessibility means the data element should be easily retrievable and legal to access, with protections and controls that should be built into the process. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, includes rules, standards, and guidelines to guide you in establishing the appropriate procedures for health data access. The burden of data collection can often derail safety, quality improvement, and research efforts. Often, the data that are needed already exist someplace within the scope of the electronic health record. A typical example of data that are often needed but shouldn't have to be collected again by clinicians are the demographics of a selected population of patients, such as home care patients with known congestive heart failure, who will be included in a quality improvement or research study. However, the detail and the use of these data must be evaluated for the patient's protection under HIPAA and other regulations. You can guide the team to select the best, least costly, and legally appropriate way to access and collect the data that are needed. The amount and accessibility of the necessary data can be increased through system interfaces. Inaccessibility of data can be a frustration to clinicians who need the data to generate information about ways to improve care. However, a lack of data stewardship also has serious risk and consequences associated with unauthorized access or inappropriate use of health information. Proper observation of the domains in the data quality management model requires you to work with clinicians to define and agree on the types of data and the minimum amount of data that need to be available to support the team in achieving its mission and objectives. the intended application or use of data, and the legal, regulatory, and financial boundaries often determine which data should be accessible. Collection of accessible data should be assigned to, based on the expertise and scope of practice of the team members, with registration staff collecting demographics, clinicians documenting physiologic findings such as symptoms or scale ratings, and coders assigning medical record coding. Data analyses should be supported by timely access to the required data. For example, if there's a recall on a lot of vaccines, care providers in a primary care office need rapid access to vaccine administration data to be aware of potential patients to be alerted to the recall. Policies should define the process, restrictions and rights for retrieval of data from database systems and warehouses. The accountability and chain of trust within HIPAA should be delineated. Organizations should be specific in their internal policies and business associate contracts about what identifiable health data may be used and for what purpose by both the business associate and its agents. Also, what HIPAA de-identified data may be used and to whom they are applied. The requirement that business associates have contracts with their agents that are equivalent to business associate contracts, and the use of HIPAA definitions for any de-identification of protected health information. Methods to regularly monitor and audit data access to data should be in place. The fourth data attribute is comprehensiveness. This attribute may be discussed in other data quality models as completeness. Comprehensiveness is the ability of an information system to reflect every possible state in the real world. Effort is taken to ensure that the required data elements are included, the entire scope of required data are collected, and any intentional limitations are documented. A high level of missing data will reduce the reliability and validity of your analysis. In order to minimize missing data, rules can be assigned to a data set to define mandatory elements that require a value, optional elements that may have a value assigned based on some set of conditions, or inapplicable attributes that may not have a value. Comprehensiveness is illustrated in the following scenario. In October 2008, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services began requiring hospitals that receive federal funding from Medicare or Medicaid to begin disclosing NEVER events. NEVER events are conditions that they define as preventable and serious in their consequences for patients, and that indicate a real problem in the safety and credibility of a healthcare facility. Included in this list of conditions are pressure ulcers, or what is often referred to in lay language as bed sores. CMS has stated that they will no longer reimburse hospitals for any cost associated with NEVER events, and hospitals are prohibited from passing cost on to the patient. The ability to differentiate conditions that were present when the patient was admitted versus those that were acquired during the hospital stay requires a comprehensive assessment and documentation as a means to avoid potential penalty and quality concerns. Increasingly, clinicians are turning to HIT professionals to assist them in defining data elements and rules for their completion for clinical, financial, and risk management needs. Key process recommendations to apply the attribute of comprehensiveness within the context of the data quality management model is for you to seek clarity from the team about how the data will be used and how end users can assist to assure complete data will be collected. Opportunities to create interfaces with other automated systems should be pursued when doing so can enhance the comprehensiveness and quality of the data collection. An example of this might be to link the skin assessment completed in the emergency department's electronic health record from one vendor to the skin assessment completed in inpatient electronic health records made by a different vendor. The goal is to make the collection of the necessary data elements as comprehensive and as seamless as possible across care settings. Be alert to the multiple places that the same data element might be recorded and attempt to reduce the variation in data completeness. Whenever possible, provide structured response choices and reduce the number of free text entries to facilitate complete data entry and extraction. You should recommend that all relevant data are collected and analyzed in concert. For example, in addition to assessing whether or not pressure ulcers were present on admission, the team may also want to know about risk factors to aid in a comprehensive assessment of the quality problem if a number of patients later develop ulcers. In warehousing data, be aware of and educate all data stakeholders of the data that are available to prevent redundancy and conflicting data collection.